I believe we have Senator Lee, who is on the line with us right now. And we have various things that are planned for you in the next little while. I would encourage you to stay with us. Some we are still working on, but we have had indications that we will have the opportunity to talk with some very interesting people regarding what has just transpired. So stay with us here at KSL News Radio. And Senator Lee joins us. And Senator, I know that you were in a meeting and probably did not have a chance to hear the statement from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I think the best way I could describe it was an amplification of what support was given to the Salt Lake City ordinance regarding discrimination against the LGBT community when it comes to employment, when it comes to housing. That was fleshed out a little bit more, amplified in that it was Elder Christofferson, Elder Oaks, Elder Holland, and also Sister Marriott, who were there, all with comments on these various issues. And then also at the same time underscoring the rights of the LGBT community, also underscoring the rights of those with religious beliefs as well. So we thought it would be most interesting to have a response from you, Senator, especially in light of, because they specifically mentioned some of the state legislators that are dealing with right now some of these very issues and some laws that were being proposed not only at the state level but the national level in this regard, and how they encouraged laws that would protect religious freedoms. And so this falls right into the act to protect religious freedom, religious liberty from you, Senator.
Yes, these are issues that are very important to me. These are issues that I think cut at the heart of who we are as Americans. We all have the right to live and believe and worship or decline to worship as we may decide on our own. And I think it's wonderful anytime you have any organization coming out and acknowledging the need to protect religious freedom. I'm all about that. Now, I haven't seen the exact legislation they're talking about and would love to review that. But I think it's great. One of the points that I understand was made, and you're right, I just came out of a meeting, but from what I understand, they specifically made the point that these religious freedoms need to be protected at every level. They need to be protected at the church institutional level and also at the individual level. That's after all, where our religious freedoms are enjoyed, is by the ability of each individual to make decisions for him or herself.
I thought it was interesting that in the various comments today, the irony was not lost on the leadership of the church, that while much progress has been made in anti-discrimination measures for the LGBT community when it comes to housing, when it comes to employment, and public accommodation was also a term that was used. They said the great ironies are now that some people who have fought so hard for the LGBT rights now are trying to deny the rights, I'm quoting now, of others to disagree with their public policy proposals. The precious constitutional right of free speech does not exclude any individual or group, and a society is only truly free when it respects freedom of religious exercise, conscience, and expression for everyone, including unpopular minorities. So it was an interesting press conference in that, and the church reiterated that they have supported these things for some time now, and talked a lot about compassion, talked a lot about reaching out to various groups and looking for common bonds and denominators. But the irony that now that so many of the things that individuals have fought for on one side, they seem so willingly to deny to others.
Yeah, that's right. And very often those who are or have been the targets of discrimination understand and can appreciate the need for everyone's rights to be respected. I remember reading in the journals my great-great-grandfather, who described his early experiences in the mid-1800s of being a missionary, and describing the persecution that he underwent, which was often severe. He pointed out in his journals that sometimes the kindest treatment that he would receive, if he went to the home of someone who was an avowed atheist or someone fitting into some other category that had caused them to be subjected to public scorn and ridicule, that's sometimes where he found the most compassion was from other people who had also been the victims of some type of discrimination.
Take us back a year ago when the discussion was around the Marriage and Religious Freedom Act, and that barred the government from denying any person or group tax-exempt status for exercising their religious conscience rights. You could tell in the verbiage from that came from the church's press conference that these are concerns. They talked about how not only the church itself, but the church-owned entities that are directly related to the function of the church, various businesses that are very much linked to the function of the church, educational institutions that are very much linked to the function of the church, that they deserved certain protections here. There have been many that have questioned where all of this ultimately is going.
Yeah, that's right. I do think that's an important point, that it's not just to the church itself, and it's not just to church-owned enterprises, but also to individual members of the church, of this church, or of any other church, or of no church at all. Individuals ought to be protected in their religious freedoms, and I think what that has to mean is that no matter what, individuals ought not be subject to any kind of retaliation by their government based on their own religious views. Their religious view ought not ever subject anyone to unfavorable treatment by the church, and that's exactly why I've drafted and introduced in the last Congress and again in this Congress the Marriage and Religious Freedom Act, which bars exactly that kind of retaliation by the government. It says that no individual may be the subject of any adverse action by the federal government based on a religious belief about what marriage is. That needs to be protected, and the government, therefore, shouldn't be able to take away someone's tax-exempt status if they run a nonprofit or a religious organization of some kind. But they also ought not be subject to losing their government employment or their government contract or any other type of status in government based on their religious belief.
What was the environment last year as you and so many others, including Senators Rubio, Hatch, I mean, the list just goes on and on. What was the environment? What kind of reception did that legislation get last year, since you're bringing it back again this year?
It was warmly received by those who have taken the time to read it and understand it or to even listen about it. It's been very warmly received. We're still trying to get some Democratic co-sponsors. We've got a lot of Republican co-sponsors. I'm feeling good about the likelihood of getting some Democratic co-sponsorship because people can see the need for this. And now I think with the Supreme Court granting certiorari in this case, dealing with a specific question of whether there is a right to same-sex marriage protected by the U.S. Constitution, it's a good time for us to take stock of this and to prepare for whatever the outcome of that case might be, so that we're ready to go and so that people can rest assured that regardless of how that case comes out, religious individuals and religious institutions won't be subject to retaliatory treatment by the federal government. The idea behind this came, at least in part, oddly enough, from the president himself, who said shortly after the Windsor decision was decided by the Supreme Court last year, he said, "Look, as president, I'm not going to make any church perform a same-sex marriage contrary to its view." And that got me thinking and realizing, you know, it's not just a requirement to perform, but it's also the religious belief. And so if that's the case, if he doesn't want any church or any religious people having to modify what they believe religiously in order to satisfy government, we ought to put that in legislation. And I think that would be a good protection to have on the books.
Senator Lee, thank you so much for joining us here at KSL. I always appreciate our conversations, and a most interesting day back home here in Salt Lake City.
Indeed, indeed. Thanks for letting me visit with you. Good to talk to you.
Senator Mike Lee with us here at KSL News Radio. Before we take a brief break, and we have other experts who will be joining us from literally around the country, Senator Hatch has released this statement just in the last few moments, a statement on religious liberty and non-discrimination. Quote, "Religious freedom is a fundamental right of all Americans and is an essential part of how we define ourselves as a nation. In working towards reasonable non-discrimination standards, we must not undermine religious liberty. I will continue to help ensure that legislation designed to promote greater equality includes robust religious exemptions and non-retaliation provisions." Let's go ahead and take a break at this point. And when we come back, we'll have more reaction to the church's press conference today, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as Elder Christofferson mentioned, Right at the beginning, we don't hold press conferences very often, and that is very true. And when that does happen, everybody tends to pay very, very close attention.